Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And, Jim, you knew that coming into this afternoon, Duluth would be a much different hockey team than yesterday. What do you think was the difference for them?
I'm not sure. They were able to capitalize on the tail end of that power play. And, that was obviously, for them to get the power play, less than a minute into the game certainly was a boost. But to be honest with you, I thought we took it to them. I thought our second period we completely dominated the game, outchanced them. I think we had 35 shot attempts. They had 6.
Wow.
And, the shots were, I think, 19-4.
They were.
And we had some chances. I mean, we had her down and out 2 or 3 times, and we had open nets, and we just weren't able to capitalize, and that was the difference.
I noticed your team today, a lot of your defensemen were getting shots on net. I mean, Carly Essie typically doesn't get a lot of shots on net. She had 2. Madison Hutchinson had 3. Emma Terrace had 4. Talk about the play of your defense just on the offensive side of things.
Well, I thought we did a nice job of moving the puck D to D, which gave us a seam to the net. And that's a credit, again, to the girls. They had their head up, and sometimes it's a fake. Sometimes it's just rotating the puck, and the weak side D is stretching the ice, and that just makes it difficult for the opponent's wing to get in that shooting lane. So I thought we did a good job of that.
We knew special teams would be a factor today and over the weekend, of course, but both penalty kills were pretty good today, and it was hard to get anything past them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Certainly we had our opportunities there in the second with the 5-on-3, and we had her down and out. Steph had a wide open net, and we just didn't get it in. That's hockey. And I told the girls, we're disappointed in the result, but absolutely not disappointed in our effort because we went toe to toe with them, and that's hockey. I mean, sometimes you're gonna do everything right, but you give them credit. Their goalie played very, very well. And I thought they played a very strong road period in the third to protect that lead.
Well, I knew it would come down to goaltending, too. You have Brittany Mowat, who's played an outstanding season so far. And, of course, Kayla Black has had a pretty good season there for Duluth. Both teams obviously playing their best hockey right now. You had a feeling it was going to be a close one today, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You look on the weekend against this team with the potent offense they have, and Britt just gives up 2 goals in the time she's in there. And give Black credit. She only gave up 3 in the 2 games. So, certainly you got goaltending was outstanding for both teams.
Well, I noticed yesterday your forecheck was much stronger. Today, Duluth figured you guys out. I know I didn't see much out of Alex Zatrowski. That's kind of her niche play, is being so solid on the forecheck, and she didn't have much opportunity out there.
Again, in the second period, we did a much better job. We were stopping on pucks. But again, give them credit. Their defense made nice plays, and they moved the puck quickly and got it going north quickly. And again, that's credit to them.
Coach, you've got an exhibition game on Wednesday. What do you do between now and then to get your team ready? And what is kind of the game plan for that game?
Well, certainly there'll be some of our players who have not had the opportunity to play much will play an awful lot because if you look at it, we're going to be playing 3 games in 4 nights, and that's at this time of the year, that's a tough stretch. And it's, to be honest with you, I would not have scheduled this game when it is right between 2 WCHA series like we're playing, but it's on schedule, so we have to do it. But certainly there'll be some players that will not play that see a lot of ice time. But on the other hand, there's some of the players that haven't had as much ice time. We'll get an awful lot. But, we're going to put on a sweater and we're going to go out there and play our best. That's every time you do that. I told the girls that every time you put on that sweater, you're going out there, you're representing this program. So we'll go put our best foot forward.
And they've represented this program very well this season. Coach, you'll take a split against a top-ranked team, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. But after you get them Friday, you want to get them Saturday. So, but like I said, you don't get too high, you don't get too low. We got a big, awful big series coming up next weekend.
Jim, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, Kelly.